With massive youth unemployment figures persisting in a number of Eurozone countries, particularly in Greece, Spain, Italy, France and Portugal, EU education ministers have had their final meeting of the year to discuss the crisis.
It is clear that our education systems need to adapt to changing economies and societies. We need to address the deficiencies in knowledge and competencies highlighted by recent surveys.
The ministers have formally adopted a number of policies. These are initiatives pertaining to skills, vocational education, training programmes, apprenticeships and volunteering. The 2008 economic crash impacted heavily on the Eurozone, and so experts say it is about time firm action was taken.
We need these stronger collaboration between education providers and employers so that young people are better equipped for the needs of the labour market.
At the weekend, following marathon negotiations, it was finally agreed that the European Union's spending budget will be €160.1 billion next year.
The biggest part of the 2018 EU budget will go towards creating jobs, especially for young people, and towards boosting growth and strategic investments.
But critics say we've been hearing the same rhetoric from the EU Commission for almost a decade, and yet youth unemployment remains out of control. The inability of EU leaders to tackle the social crisis in the Eurozone has led to a surge in support for extreme Eurosceptic politicians.
We now see a great deal of political uncertainty in the European Union's powerhouse, Germany. According to commentators, other factors threatening the Eurozone economy and therefore, of course, job creation include Brexit, the mishandling of the refugee crisis, and Donald Trump's protectionist policies. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.